Did you know that the government of Ontario and the government of Canada have agreed to transfer 117,500 acres of Crown lands to Algonquin ownership, plus $300 million as settlement capital provided by you, the taxpayer? Under this agreement, existing hunt camps will have an opportunity to negotiate for continued use on lands that will be transferred to the Algonquins.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Mark Rickman, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, is in studio to talk about Phase 2 of the Moose Project. Michael Johnson, retired team negotiating representative with the municipal sector on the Algonquin land claims, chimes in on their recent agreement in principle, plus MNRF news and the win a Yamaha Alumacraft boat contest, all on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Okay, joining me today is Mark Rickman, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Mark, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
Welcome to my little office in the basement of the Heritage Center.
I'm very familiar with it now.
So I wanted to bring our listeners not only up to date on the Moose Project, but I wanted to kind of reel back to the beginnings of it. And for those of our listeners who maybe weren't, informed about it, tell them what's going on with the MNRF, the OFAH, the Moose Project, and that sort of thing. And maybe you could just start from its beginnings and how this Moose Project got started.
Yeah, sure. The Moose Project has been ongoing for some time now, certainly, the better part of a year in earnest. And in phase one, which began, I'd say, in the fall of last year, say October, November, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry focused their attention on licensed hunting and its impact on moose populations. And as a result of some public consultation and stakeholder consultation, they ended up making some changes to licensed moose hunting seasons, which we've spoken about on your show before, across much of Northern Ontario, to lessen the impact of licensed hunting on moose populations. So that was phase one. And at the time, the OFAH insisted that the MNRF expand its focus to include things other than licensed hunting. So for instance, predation, habitat, disease, and things like that.
Right.
So that licensed hunters aren't shouldering the entire burden of moose recovery. So at the time, the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, Bill Morrow, made a commitment to look at those other factors, such as predation and habitat and so on, in phase two. And, we have to applaud the ministry for actually making good on their promise. So now we'll have to see if this process bears any fruit, this phase two process.
Okay, what prompted them in the first place to look at hunting impact on moose populations in a key area without... Like, it doesn't sound like an ecology report, and they're talking about specifically licensed hunters, or they're talking about people who hunt for sustenance. I mean, there just seems to be all kinds of empty data here. Was there a reason that prompted them to do this?
Well, moose populations across much of Northern Ontario have been declining in the past, let's say, 10, 15 years, depending on the area that you're referring to. So there is an increased or heightened concern for the health and the sustainability of our moose populations. So it was incumbent upon the MNRF to examine the reasons, or as best they can, the reasons behind those declines and do whatever they can within their power to address those declines to ensure that we have healthy moose populations presently and into the future.
Okay, so that obviously they've been monitoring the populations. This is Northern Ontario, so this would be north of, or is there a specific
essentially
area?
North of the French and Mattawa Rivers.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Roughly.
So, but south of there doesn't seem to be as much concern?
Doesn't seem, certainly in some pockets there might be quote-unquote concerns. Certainly not the level of concern that we see in many Northern Ontario WMUs.
Okay.
A lot of WMUs, or excuse me, moose populations in Southern Ontario are stable to increasing. They are smaller populations to begin with, but generally speaking, they are healthier than many of the ones in Northern Ontario.
Okay. So that brings it all into perspective. So a notable decline in the population of these moose. Want to see how first of all, hunters are impacting them. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, of course, by looking at all these other ecological factors, was this all part of this project phase one?
That was essentially the plan from the beginning, but the MNRF can really only tackle pieces of it at a time. So we have to admit that license hunting is by far the easiest thing sure. for the MNRF to control. So it makes sense that license hunting was the first, I guess, group of impacts or the first factor that was addressed by the MNRF. But like I said, when they were looking at making changes to the license hunting seasons, we were insistent that license hunters don't shoulder the entire burden of this responsibility, and that the MNRF expand their focus to include the entire suite of factors that impact moose populations. And that's what they're currently doing in phase two.
Okay, so the result of phase one, though, was there a result in the, I maybe know the answer to this, a reduction in tags?
There was a reduction in tags this year in certain areas, but that wasn't necessarily a reflection of the phase one results. The ultimately, the result of phase one was the two-week calf season that they've instituted for this year, and the one-week delay in the season beginning next year. That was the result of phase one.
We will return with Moose Project Phase 2 and Mark Rickman after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my discussion with Mark Rickman, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, on the Moose Project in Ontario.
So we're on to phase two, and this Moose Project is not only driven by the MNRF, but it's obviously driven by everybody. Like anybody who wants some to put some insight into it, will they have an opportunity to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not just the MNRF, but moose hunters specifically have been very vocal about their particular moose populations or wherever they hunt. Some people hunt in a very specific area. Other people move across the province, you know, depending on where the moose hunting opportunities are. And for the past 10, 15 years, moose hunters, like I said, specifically have been voicing their concern about, you know, the status of some of these moose populations. And finally, the MNRF decided to look at it much more in depth and take this this phased approach. Like I said, phase one focused on license hunting, and phase two is now focused on all of the other factors aside from license hunting that impact moose populations. So it's important that even if hunters participated in phase one by submitting comments or participating on one of the focus group sessions that the MNRF held, it's important that they participate in phase two as well, because many people voiced their concern in phase one, and a lot of those comments and recommendations might have been out of scope because they were not related to license hunting.
Oh, I see.
So now in phase two, those hunters have the opportunity to really discuss any and all factors that impact moose populations and provide comments and recommendations on those.
Okay.
Yeah. So even if hunters have submitted comments in the past, it is very important that they do it again in this step to ensure that their recommendations and concerns are given due consideration by government.
Okay, and window, do they have, is it open now? And this is obviously the Environmental Registry we're talking about?
That's right. It is posted on the Environmental Registry, and the closing date is August 14th. So that's in that's next Friday. So people can simply email their concerns and recommendations to an email address, which is mooseproject@ontario.ca.
Okay.
And if they go to the Environmental Registry, there's quite a bit of detail on the factors that they are considering in this round of public engagement.
Okay, so like a limited amount of time, but to get your voice heard, but not a difficult thing to do. I mean,
no.
A quick email will take care of it all.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, a lot of people who are going to participate in phase two likely already participated in phase one. And moose hunters, as you know, are very keen and very tied to their resource. They're very opinionated. All those opinions have merit. So for the most part, these people already have their opinions and their recommendations in their mind. All they have to do is essentially put pen to paper or finger to keyboard and email the MNR.
Right. Okay. So what's the OFAH doing about all this? How are we, what part or what role are we taking in this process?
Well, we've been very engaged in the Moose Project since its inception, really, and we will be submitting our comments by next Friday or even Thursday, potentially. We've had several communications with the MNR over the past year and a half, and a lot of those conversations included the other factors that they're now considering in phase two. So we're already on record repeatedly with the MNR, but we will do so again through this phase two consultation process.
Right. Okay. And is there any, maybe getting a little further ahead of myself here, but from where you sit, is there a feeling that, you know, this is something that's restorable? Do you feel like maybe there's a problem with habitat or what's your gut feeling on it?
Well, certainly the vast majority of our moose populations are still viable. We really just have to, everybody has to get on the same page and really look at the broad suite of factors that affect moose populations and determine what can be done to address those factors. Those factors have a different significance depending on where you are, depending on what unit you're hunting in. You know, some units might have major disease concerns that don't exist in other units. Some units might have lower quality habitat than other units. So it varies quite a bit across the landscape. So we really have to take a hard look at all the factors that impact moose population health and do what we can to address it.
Well, yeah, and I found it encouraging when you said that some wildlife management units were experiencing, you know, a neutral to a positive increase. And just by sightings and sign on my particular property, I've never seen so many moose.
Right.
I mean, the moose are really pushing the deer out. It's that busy.
That's good. Now that you said that, most people probably will be hunting on your property.
Well, then we can get into discussion about tags, I guess.
And by most people, I mean me.
Yeah, exactly. But so that's encouraging, and I think it's important, like you were saying, Mark, that our listeners understand that we're all trying to get on the same team here and do what we can to keep the moose population sustainable as they are now, and find out the cause and effect so that we can make it a viable resource for future hunters.
That's right. There are a lot of options in front of us, and really they all have merit, and they all have different, I guess, costs to the licensed hunter and different benefits in terms of how quickly they will produce some sort of recovery in the moose population. And really we just have to do our best to find consensus among moose hunters, and that could be difficult to do. Many people are very passionate, as you know, about this resource.
Yes,
indeed. So, which is a good thing, because that means everybody's engaged in this process and really has the health of the resource first and foremost in their minds.
That's great, Mark. Well, thanks for taking some time. I know you're really busy to see us today. And yeah, when we get off the air, we'll talk about the moose hunt.
All right. Thanks a lot.
When we return, Algonquin Land Claim with Michael Johnson. You don't want to miss this.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Since the early 1990s, the federal and provincial governments have been negotiating a land claim with the Algonquins of Ontario. The claim covers an area of 36,000 square kilometers in eastern Ontario, which is home to 1.2 million people. In June, the three parties signed and released an agreement in principle, the next phase in the treaty process. Some of the main features of the agreement include the transfer of at least 117,500 acres of crown lands to the Algonquin, $300 million in defined rights for the Algonquin related to lands and natural resources. Throughout the process, the OFAH and other major stakeholders, citizens groups, and individuals repeatedly urged the two levels of government, who were negotiating on behalf of taxpayers, to honor the statement of shared objectives that the three parties signed in 1994 and again in 2006. The document included a commitment to consult with interested parties throughout the negotiating process and to keep the public informed on progress of those negotiations. Despite that commitment, since 2013, there was no public consultation and no indication that the parties had reached an agreement until the agreement in principle was suddenly released. With me today is Michael Johnson, a retired member of the provincial negotiating team who was involved in the process both professionally and as a private citizen, gives him a unique perspective on the claim and the process. Well, Michael, I've spoken to a lot of anglers and hunters about the claim, most of whom have expressed surprise because they've had no idea that the claim even existed, the size of the claim, or that the parties had even reached an agreement. Given that 1.2 million people live in the area of the claim, I would have thought that the two levels of government would have done a better job of making sure that residents were aware of what was going on and, you know, and seeking their input anyway. Can you comment on what appears to have been a closed-door process?
I'd be delighted to, but if I may, Randy, just in the interest of disclosure, let me flesh out a little bit what you said in your introduction of me. I was the retired chief administrative officer of the County of Renfrew, and in the earlier stages of the land claim in 1997, I was asked by the then Attorney General and Minister responsible for Aboriginal Affairs in Ontario to represent the municipalities on the Ontario negotiating team. So that's how I came to be a part of that until my retirement in 2009. The second point that probably should be made before I address your question is that no one in the circle that I travel and in the people who are of like mind with me have any quarrel with the fact that this land claim is being negotiated with the Algonquins of Ontario. The Algonquins of Ontario somehow slipped through the cracks when treaties were being negotiated in previous centuries. And so there's no question that they are entitled to a treaty, in my opinion and in the opinion of others of like mind. Now, the question that you asked me zeroed in on the two levels of government, namely the federal and the provincial levels of government, and this secretive process that has so disturbed those of us who have followed the exercise and who are deeply, deeply chagrined that the public was not kept informed as the two levels of government had promised they would be. And indeed, it seems like the entire strategy of Canada and Ontario is to conduct these negotiations in total secrecy and to keep this whole process utterly under the radar so that stakeholder groups such as your listeners and such as the members of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters will not have any idea the impact that this proposed treaty has in eastern Ontario. As you said in your preamble, the Government of Ontario in 1996, with great fanfare, announced that this would be a transparent process and that, in fact, there would be broad public consultation. They created a committee of external advisors, of which the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters was one, Randy, and they promised that they would have a participatory and significant role in the crafting of this agreement in principle. Now, commencing in 2009, which is when substantive negotiations finally got started. Prior to that, negotiations had simply languished. There was really not very much going on, to put it bluntly. In 2009, the three parties finally got down to business, and at that point, this total blanket of secrecy descended upon the process, and nothing was then heard until December 2012, when the governments announced what they called a preliminary draft agreement in principle. At that stage, during the winter of 2013, they held a series of well-attended public meetings across the land claim area, from Ottawa to Mattawa to Charbot Lake, and all points in between. There was a meeting in the area in which I live in Pembroke that was extremely well attended. And in those meetings, they set out the provisions of their draft AIP, which created huge difficulties for some people, particularly with respect to land selection and with respect to the absolute lack of any conservation provisions for the harvesting section. And they promised that there would be deep consideration of the points raised at those meetings and that further meetings of that nature would be held. That promise was broken. Nothing happened. There were no further public meetings. And indeed then, in this summer, on a late Friday afternoon, they announced that, in fact, they had agreed to the final agreement in principle, which then takes us into the fact that there was no substantive change of any kind to the difficulties that were so apparent in the previous draft. Now, that's a long-winded answer to your question, Randy, but that's the unfortunate state of the lack of any transparency in this process.
Well, I've read the agreement in principle, and it contains a number of chapters. One of them is the one on harvesting rights. Can you give our listeners your thoughts on that aspect of the agreement?
Well, probably the certainly from the perspective of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, the harvesting chapter is the most problematic thing that's in this final AIP. There is an absolute lack of any conservation principles in that harvesting chapter. It's anticipated that there will be a minimum of 10,000 Algonquin beneficiaries under this treaty when it is finalized. Most people think that's a very conservative number. Yet this harvesting chapter has absolutely no limitation of any kind. It provides for unrestricted hunting and fishing by the Treaty Algonquins 365 days a year, no limit of any kind on quantity or type of equipment used. It ignores all the principles of conservation. And equally troubling, if not more troubling to some people, is the fact that there is no provisions in that harvesting chapter for any conservation principles in Algonquin Park, the jewel of the Ontario park system, with the result that one of the world's great parks, and I would argue that Algonquin Park is one of the world's great parks, is at risk because the AIP entrenches unlimited and unregulated abuse of sensitive brook trout and lake trout. There is the only provision, Randy, in the harvesting chapter for conservation is the provision that if there is a conservation issue arises after the implementation of the treaty, then the parties will sit down and discuss what should be done about it. That's a simplistic way of summarizing the verbiage that's in there, but that's the bottom line.
More from Michael Johnson and Algonquin Land Claims when we return with Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-400-9741.
567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to My Talk with Michael Johnson on Algonquin land claims. As I noted at the outset, part of the settlement with the Algonquins includes giving them like 117,500 acres of crown, or as we would call it, public land. This land will be in parcels ranging in size from a few acres to much larger parcels and may involve several like non-operational parks. Can you comment on how this land was selected?
Well, that's the $64 million question. Once again, it was done in total secrecy. No one but the people sitting around the table have any idea how this land was selected, except that, if I might quote one far-off observer, not a party at the table, but a far-off observer said that it seemed to me that there was some supreme amount of cherry-picking going on in the selection of the land, given the amount of waterfront crown land that has been selected. Once again, you know, the issue is not only the result of the selection process, that is to say the actual land that has been selected, but the utter secrecy in which it was done. Let me give you an example that I'm particularly familiar with because it's local to me, and that endangers me of being charged with the NIMBY syndrome, but on the lake with which I'm most familiar, every single piece of Crown Land Island and abutting property that is presently Crown Land now, Randy, and so therefore it belongs to the general public, the Algonquins and the 1.2 million non-Algonquins that live in the land claim area. Every single square inch of that Crown Land is slated to be deeded in fee simple to the Algonquins. There will be nothing left in the name of the public. It becomes private Algonquin land. That's just one example of the end result of this secretive land selection process.
So, Michael, what are the next steps in the process, and how do people who will be impacted upon the claim get involved and have their voices heard?
Well, that's absolutely true, and your question is an extremely problematic one, because we've already been promised participation and input. It didn't happen. It became a farcical exercise in statistic creating to say that we've talked to all of these people, and that's what the government spokespersons are spouting these days, is look at how many meetings there were, look how much we talked to people. In fact, it was one-way dialogue, and it was apparently for purposes of creating statistics to show the amount of consultation that took place, consultation being a very, very misconstrued word in this case. It was one-way consultation. Now, the next step in this process is for the Algonquins to ratify the agreement in principle. It's already been approved by the cabinet at the federal level. It's already been approved by the cabinet at the provincial level. The Algonquins, however, have to vote on it in what is called a ratification vote, and anyone who would be a future treaty beneficiary, that is to say, not present status Algonquins, but rather every one of the 10,000, possibly 10,000 plus people who would be a treaty beneficiary, will have the right to vote on this AIP in the ratification vote. Assuming that that vote is carried, then the parties sit down to negotiate what is called the final agreement, which will end up being an act of the provincial legislature and an act of the federal parliament, and will become the Algonquin Treaty. While that happens, they are now saying, they being the provincial and federal governments, are now saying that there will be an opportunity for input by the public on that process. One takes that kind of promise, I think you'll agree, with a huge grain of salt. I would simply urge every single OFAH member across this province to make as much noise as they can with regarding the present provisions of the harvesting agreement especially, and the lack of transparency especially, and demand of their political representatives, demand of the Ontario and the federal government, that this process revert to the transparent one that was promised in the first place, and that the lack of any conservation provisions in the harvesting chapter is simply not acceptable, and that the final agreement has to do much better than the existing agreement in principle provides. This thing will continue to be handled by the governments under the radar if they possibly can. The only way that this thing can become the public issue that it so desperately needs to be is for the public to demand that the process be changed, and you can only do that by large numbers of voices united in the demand that this process be changed.
Well, my guest today has been Michael Johnson, an expert on Algonquin land claim. Thank you, Michael, for taking the time to join us and for giving us a better idea on what the claim is all about and how we got to where we are at the present time.
It's been my pleasure.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Contest and MNRF News after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFAH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Two Asian grass carp have been found within a contained pond in Tommy Thompson Park along Toronto's waterfront on July 29, 2015. Toronto and region conservation staff discovered the first live grass carp Monday, July 27, while relocating fish from the pond as part of the construction of a 9-hectare wetland. The second grass carp was found in an isolated section of the same pond Tuesday, July 28, as part of a collaborative search effort by TRCA. Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and Fisheries and Oceans Canada. As with the first discovery, the second grass carp was immediately sent to a Fisheries and Oceans Canada laboratory in Burlington for further investigation. Grass carp is one of the several species in a group of fish known as Asian carp. They are native to Eastern Asia and have been used in North America, primarily as a food source and also as a means for managing aquatic vegetation. Where they have proliferated in parts of the United States, grass carp have had a negative effect on the ecosystem, as well as on the commercial and recreational fishery. Grass carp feed extensively on aquatic vegetation, often uprooting large areas of vegetation, thus depleting other native species. Grass carp differ from common carp found in Lake Ontario, which were introduced in Ontario in the 1800s. In recent decades, TRCA has worked to monitor and restore fish habitats along Toronto's waterfront and watersheds that feed into it, restoring significant populations of native species that were decimated as the Toronto urban region grew. With the expansion of wetlands, improvements to shorelines, including the installation of fish habitats along the waterfront, pike, walleye, and bass populations have flourished. Last year, TRCA worked on 175 restoration projects. Tommy Thompson Park, where the grass carp was found, is one of the most significant. The only other live grass carp in a Toronto waterway was found by TRCA staff in 2003 at the mouth of the Don River. TRCA continues to work in the field and on the water in cooperation with Fisheries and Oceans Canada and Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and other agencies engaged in the protection of the Toronto waterways from damaging invasive species.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
We had a record response to our Win a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio Waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. Today's passcode, by the way, is Tournament. Whether you hunt or fish or both, Fish and Wildlife is managed with your money on behalf of all Ontarians. Essentially, you trust governments to spend your money effectively to manage fish and wildlife. So with this being said, do you think that all Ontarians have equal access and use to public lands? Be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.